It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like.
From the song, It's You I Like.
There's only one person in the whole world like you. If you think about it for a moment, there never has been and never will be in the history of the earth another person just like you. We're all so much alike, and yet we're all so different. I find myself rejoicing at the endless variety of human beings. And that's partly, I know, because your differences from one another tell me that it's all right for me to be different in many ways, too.
I really think that everybody, every day, should be able to feel some success.
Being perfectly human means having imperfections. All the same, most of us strive mightily to be perfectly lovable in the eyes of those we love. What those eyes tell us as infants are the most important messages we get about the value of being who we are. Nothing can replace the influence of unconditional love in the life of a child.
In the disappointment of a defeat, a child may seem to find little comfort in our saying, "But you really tried hard, and I'm proud of you." It takes time to get over a disappointment. For those children who have learned to feel valued and loved by the people they love, these disappointments do pass. It's the children who are less fortunate, those who feel they have to bank everything on their performance, who come to believe that losing in a competition means being one of life's unloved losers.
When we love a person, we accept him or her exactly as is, the lovely with the unlovely, the strong along with the fearful, the true mixed in with the facade. And of course, the only way we can do it is by accepting ourselves that way.
Little by little, we human beings are confronted with situations that give us more and more clues that we aren't perfect. We all need to feel that we have gifts to give that are acceptable and valued.
My good friend Emily Jacobson, the poetry lady on our television programs for many years, often quoted a poem by Douglas Mallock. Here are the first and last verses. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub by the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
We serve children best when we try to find out what their own inner needs are and what their own unique endowments are, and to help them capitalize on that.
It's what's inside us that matters most.
The people who care about you can like you just because you're you. Shyness isn't something that just children feel. Anybody can feel shy. And one reason we feel that way is that we're not sure other people will like us just the way we are.